GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
George, I think I found a soundbite from the governor's State of the State last night that Jim LaBrecque will agree with. He might even smile. Okay?
That would be a
You
ready pleasure. For
this? If you want to turn his mic about...
I always smile, Rick.
No, not always. But take a listen to Governor Janet Mills last night's State of the State. You'll hear within this, some people have referred to it as a thinly veiled shot across the bow towards central Maine power, but she has something to say about deregulation. Governor Janet Mills, last night, State of the State.
Mitigating the effects of climate change and moving Maine toward a clean energy future requires that our utilities be reliable and resilient as well, and that they put Maine consumers first. We have allowed electrical utilities a monopoly on our transmission and distribution lines. Today, few are happy with the results of the regulatory framework under which these utilities operate.
Sounds like she's saying that, okay, deregulation, maybe we've got some problems with this. That kind of echoes some of what you've shared in segments with us before, Jim.
Yeah, I have said before that CMP did, I questioned their customer service right off on the get-go back a couple of years ago. Remember when we had all those problems? But, I read someplace where 76% of people across the country would buy their electricity from someone else if there was a competitor. Okay? And, now let's look at what happened here in this state. They at least divested the generation from these utility companies to make it so that it's very competitive. But what did the legislator do after that? Is that they added all this cost for all these great ideas they have onto the transmission and distribution costs, which has made the cost go skyrocket, and it's going to go super high in the next few years. And to give money to people like solar and wind that then couldn't compete in the marketplace. So they charge people on T&D to give money to generators to compete with the free marketplace. That is insane operations. You know, they ought to just get right out of the business. If they don't know any better than that, I'll guarantee you that these same lawmakers are not equipped to run any kind of utility company.
Well, the governor stayed away from mentioning CMP by name. She did say last night, I was reading some of her remarks. In fact, I saw it. She made sure that the foreign corporations to whom we exceed the privilege of operating in our state, answering to Maine, not to Spain. She nailed that on the head.
That's not even a thinly veiled threat.
She said, answering to Maine, not to Spain or some other foreign country. Now, we know that CMP's parent company is Spanish. She didn't mention the company by name. It's been interesting. I've watched it, and she's from that area, but she has supported the high-voltage transmission line through Maine, connecting Quebec to Massachusetts. Originally, my remembrance of it, she was against it. Then she evolved on the issue. Evolved.
I love you.
And
that's great. That's terrific.
And now she is in support of it. Now, that stuff stands for her because she comes from Farmington.
Me too. I was born in Farmington. As a matter of fact, I was born in Farmington exactly 66 years ago tomorrow.
Hush. Really?
Yeah.
You?
Yeah. So I go on my birthday.
Look.
I go to Dice Arts on my birthday. So anybody wants to come buy a drink at 5 o'clock, just swing by. I'm be surprised how much free drinks I can put down.
For 66. Yeah. Okay, clarification. If you're talking about someone buying you an alcoholic beverage, it's got to be Dice Arts on Broadway, not Herman.
Oh, yeah.
Because Dice Arts Broadway has a flatbed pub. Herman doesn't have a bar.
There you go.
Wow.
Yeah. No wonder they didn't show up last year.
Well, if you're down to Heroes, I'll get you a pizza.
There you go.
Okay, let me ask you two questions, George. One is, who's responsible for these foreign corporations that own our utility companies? And number two question is, How well has that worked for us?
Well, it's an interesting question, and I give you that. The same question I often ask is, reverse the coin, and you're in Scotland or Ireland or England or someplace, and American companies own some of their infrastructure. I'm sure they're saying, why are the Americans here?
Yeah, because we had the technology, more than likely. That's mainly why we're in a lot of countries, is because we have the technology. But in this case, we had the technology. We had, for instance, dams that we were selling, that the utility, the regulated utilities like Bangor Hydro back then and CMP was selling us electricity at 1.5, 2, 2.5, and 3 cents a kilowatt hour. And then people were complaining that they're ripping us off. They had no idea how good those numbers were, how bad they were. They were just saying, well, it's a monopoly, so therefore I hate them. And I'm often reminded
is there is no free lunch.
You bet.
This is true. And that takes us back to those windmills. They're not free. The wind is free, but as we said, and you pointed out, George, harnessing the power is not free. Who's going to pay for it? Yeah. Is there any, at best of your knowledge, Jim, is there any wind power company that is successfully placing and harnessing power without government subsidies?
As a matter of fact, Rick, no. As a matter of fact, I've read recently where the big transmission boxes and those, I mean, they weigh megatons, up there in the nestle, way up on top, they're going bad just after a few years. It's a fortune to change those. So you know what the wind industry did? They went to Congress and say, well, new ones we put in a little bit more efficient, so how about giving us a tax credit of 30% to put them in? So we're basically giving them tax credits to do maintenance now.
I'm not going to argue with you because you're too smart, and most of the time I agree with you.
You can't prove that, Judge.
When I understand it. But I like to play the other side just to play the other side.
Yeah.
I understand government subsidies. Do you know that 39%, we have 2.1 million farms in the United States.
Yep.
39% of those farms getting government subsidies. The federal government spends $20 billion a year giving it away to American farmers. So now we go to the energy business. The subsidies that we're giving to farmers, that's great because that's feeding us, but the subsidies we're giving to energy generation, that's bad.
I think there's two different things. One, I think farmers need a subsidy because of big matters like droughts and you're dealing with perishable goods, and that there's a lot to coordinate with that and try and get the right mix into the marketplace at the right time and everything. That's quite a bit different than selling electricity.
But there would be no interstate highway system if we didn't have a government subsidy.
Oh, no. Government has some places, right?
Right.
Like Lakeford schools.
Government is where government steps in when we can't do it ourselves.
Well, no, there's some things like building roads and bridges and military and policing and fires and schools and, things like that. That's where we should be focusing. But now you got every government wants to get in every kind of business there is. Look at Bangor. Spent, $8,600 to pay a solar company to evaluate whether solar is good for Bangor or not. And then they're going to get in the electricity energy business here now. And, do they belong in that? I'd say absolutely not. They're just getting carried away.
Someone wrote a technical question to us, and they don't know if you have the numbers, but can you ballpark Frank figure for someone? What would it cost for us to get a hydroelectric dam back up and running in Maine? Because they want to compare that to how much putting windmills off the coast of Maine would be.
No, those are site specific, and then the amount of flow that you get on the river and the amount of head have great, absolutely monumental impacts on the economics of a hydro plant. So without knowing the head and without knowing the volume of flow, you can make up any number you want. But you get those two numbers, and then then you can work out the economics real. And the economics is, it's a mature industry. The economics is pretty much off the back of a napkin today.
And speaking of economics, this person texts us, I have worked as a salesperson for a large Maine lumber company for 30 years. And I can tell you that the only new houses that have solar panels on them are the larger, expensive homes being built by wealthy people.
Yeah, well, I remember I said that, remember last week I said, what's Governor Mills' heat pump rebate program and the heat pump rebate program and inkjet print is having common, and that is they give you big discounts on the product, but then with inkjet printers, they're going to charge you a fortune for the ink every time you go and buy some ink, and you're stuck with having to buy it. And then now with all these increases in electricity coming down the pike, those people that have heat pumps are going to be giving up a big portion of their savings and investment to pay for people down south to put up solar panels on their big homes. And the people that are poor people that are getting $2,000 rebates for their heat pumps, they're the ones that are going to be making monthly payments every month in the form of high electricity costs to run their heat pumps to subsidize rich people to put up their solar panels. It's absurd. Again, as I said time and time again, there's nobody that screwed up our energy infrastructure more than legislators.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.